Thank God we have opportunity to study the First Peter and the Second Peter. And First and Second Peter, totally we have 10 hours to cover two books. And Peter, I think all of you know the Peter already, so we just review the Peter's life. And we are divided to stage, the first stage before Pentecost, and after Pentecost. When Jesus started to preach the Gospels, then he said, repent, repent, because the kingdom of God is near. So repent, which means we have to change our mind, they change our attitude. Because in the under the Old Testament people, they observe the Mosaic law, and they just become formality. Only look the outside, but they didn't look inside. They didn't stress on inside. So Jesus tried to convert their idea, their thinking, their attitude. But Jesus himself, because he is the Word, became the flesh, came to this earth, and become even me. Then if it even me, of course, we will be limited by the space and by time. If a human being can live up to 100 years old, only 100 years old, so Jesus had to choose some disciples to follow him, to succeed his work. So he chose some disciples. And first two, who are the first two disciples? Peter and his brother, right? So Peter, of course, Peter would become famous because especially Catholic Church considered Peter was the first Pope. So let's consider before Pentecost, that Peter's life. When Peter called, when Jesus called Peter, then Peter just responded right away because they are fishermen. And Jesus walked on the shore of the Galilee and he saw the two fishermen on the boat. So Jesus called them, they follow me. Then those two just followed Jesus right away, immediately. They said yes to Jesus. So in the same way, we have to say yes to Jesus. When Jesus called us, we have to say yes. You know TDP? Do you know what TDP stands for? TDP. TDP stands for TDP. TDP is for full-time minister training, yeah. And even we try to recruit four times, but every time they fail. Nobody register, nobody sign up. I don't know why, So far, still, we could not recruit any student. Jesus call you, right? Jesus call you. So one day, if Jesus say, hey, come out to be pastor, then you just say, yes, I will follow you. Like Peter, yes, I will follow you. And Jesus recognized, Peter recognized Jesus is the Son of God. This is not easy. Of course, today, for us, just like naturally, we know Jesus is the Son of God. To us, we know it's easy for us to understand because we have the Holy Spirit, and this is the New Testament time. So we do know. But for the people living in that time, in that age, they didn't know. They just consider Jesus just a carpenter, the son of carpenter. They didn't know. So for many things, we know, but they didn't know that we are better than they are. And Jesus said, without our Father instructing you, you won't know I am the Son of God. Because he was, the Word became the flesh. So he said, recognize Jesus was the Son of God. And then he confessed Jesus, he confessed himself was a sinner. He himself, Peter, was a sinner because Peter and his brother, Andrew, and maybe the other workers, employees, they just try to catch some fish. But for all night, for whole night, they cannot catch anything. And Jesus approached them. Jesus just said, you just, when you push your boat a little bit away from shore, away from shore. Can you imagine Jesus was not a fisher, but Peter was a fisherman for whole life. Even his father was a fisherman. Because in the old age, when his father was a carpenter, then his son would be a carpenter, like Jesus. If his father was a farmer, and his son would be a farmer. Even in my last generations, the same. Of course, nowadays it's different. If your father is an engineer, then it's not necessary for you to be engineer, right? You may be interested in pirate or sailor or join the army, become general, later become five-star general. So today it's different. But in early days, if their father be some occupation, then their son will follow because no education, they have to follow someone to learn some skill. Right? So Jesus told them, you just push the boat away from the shore, then you can catch a lot of fishes. Of course, in the beginning, they might doubt. Right? You are layman, and then instruct, I'm a specialist. I'm professional to do something, to do my job. If you are computer science, then you cannot solve the computer problem. Then a farmer approaches to you, then instructs you how to solve the computer problem. Will you listen? Will you listen to a farmer's advice? Of course not, right? Who are you? I received training, right? I studied computer science for 6 years, 4 years in college, 2 years in graduate college. So 6 years, even PhD degrees. Then who are you? You are a farmer, you try to advise me how to solve computer problem. That's human being perspective. Yeah. But Jesus is God. So Peter said, okay, we just do it at your word. We just follow you. Then it turned out they caught a lot of fish. There are a lot of fish. So there are time, Peter feels ashamed. Yeah, I'm a professional. If you are a computer engineer, then you could not solve the problem. Then if I go there, I solve the problem for you. Then how do you feel? Of course, I'm I major in computer science too, yeah. So, okay, if I am not a computer major, I like a farmer, yeah, like a fisherman, yeah, to help you solve the computer problem. Then how do you feel? You're ashamed, right? Oh, I'm sorry. So Peter feels so ashamed, right? He kneeled down before Jesus. He kneeled down before Jesus and said, oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I'm a sinner. You are so great. You are so special. You must be the Son of God. That's why you know how to catch the fish. And one day, because they, all the disciples on the boat, but Jesus was not on the boat. But in the midnight, in the early day, in the early morning, maybe 3 o'clock, midnight, they just wiped their eyes to see, hey, who was there? Hey, I cannot see very clearly. I cannot see very clearly. Who was he? And then some of them said, oh, it's my ghost. Huh? Walk on the sea. Because a human being cannot walk on the sea, right? So it must be a ghost. Wow, tremble, tremble, huh? Everybody so tremble, huh? Ghost walk on the sea, wow, approach to us, so scary. Irene, are you scary? If somebody walk on the sea if in the night, you cannot see clearly who he is, right? Scary. Then some, wow! Scared. Of course, the demon cry. If it's sister, you might cry, right? Ah, scary. David, come help us. So at the time, indeed, they are so scary, right? But when Jesus approached them, hey, it's Jesus. Yeah. Jesus said, don't worry, it's me. And Peter said, oh, Jesus, if you, then you order me to jump on the water and like you walk on the waters. And Jesus said, okay, come, I come. So at that moment, I thought, this is my personal opinion. Huh? Bible didn't say that. That Peter might think, I'm a fisherman, I'm very good, you know, at swimming, so no problem, right? I'm a big guy, huh? So no problem, jump into the water, right? See, look at me, huh? You're 12, nobody dare to jump to water, only me, huh? Peter, hey, so walk a couple steps. Then he looked around, wow, wave so high, shoo, wow, this side, look around, oh, all waters so high. Waves, if we go to Pacifica, church, if you go to the beach, lot of wave, huh? Wave is so high. And every year, when I was in Chicago church, the baptismal site is in the lake, Michigan Lake. You know, Michigan Lake, lake is lake, right? Not like a sea, but actually the wave is so high. So one time we cannot perform the baptism. But we have to perform the baptism for the sisters. Yeah. And because the wave is so high, so we cannot kneel down. We have to stand. You know? That's the first time I perform baptism and stand. Yeah. But with your head down, you know, head down. No way to kneel down. If you kneel down, we, you know, wash away by waters. Yeah. So dangerous. Yeah. Even one time, one pastor, in the same site, perform water baptism for the baby. And the baby just fall to the water, just drop to the water because the wave is so strong, they wash them away. Yeah. Thank God, pick up again. So I'm dangerous. Yeah. So you can see, scary, dangerous, the white wave. So Peter just shake, you know, become shakeable. His face. Yeah. Before he considered no problem, right? Because he was a fisherman, strong man, a big guy, but at that moment didn't help. Even his skill, experience didn't work at all. So he said, Lord, Jesus, help me. Then, oh, help me, help me. And Jesus said, okay, lift up. Then walk to the boat. It is a very special experience. Then one time Jesus brought three inner circle of the disciples because they have 12 disciples and also inner circle. Inner. Like, you have inner circle, right? Your group. Even you have you have maybe 15 brothers here, but you have inner circle, right? Every time you sit down to have a lunch with some group, with a certain people, right? In a school, same. Every day you might have a lunch with specific friends. Only maybe three friends or four friends. Just inner circle. So Jesus brought some inner circle. Peter, John, and who? Peter, John. John, right? John. And we need a Peter. Who is Peter? James. And James, no James here. Okay. So Jesus brought Peter and him and also James up to the mountain. Then suddenly Jesus changed his figure. So we call it transfigure, change the look, right? Change the look. Like I am 60 years old. Of course you can see I'm 60 years old. You can recognize I'm 60 years old, right? Because of gray hair, and the wrinkle, so you can tell, got 60 years old, old man. But at that time, Jesus changed, right? Wow, look young, huh? Like you, younger than you are, and also shining, right? See the, this strip, right? And red and blue, different color, right? Okay. But Jesus' clothing suddenly changed to bright, so shining, and his face is just like an angel. Hey, so beautiful. Why? This is a kingdom, right? The kingdom, heaven, kingdom, just like this. So in the last day, when we be resurrected, then we will take up to the heaven like this. Everybody's face is so smiling, so nice, angelic, like an angel face. So actually, we have angel face already, because we are in Christ already. We are in Christ. We are transformed by God already. We have spiritual quality, spiritual character already. If you have not, then you have to pursue. So smile, even I'm 60 years old, but I keep my mind young, I still learn some, of course, this I should not tell you, but I learned some, a musical instrument. I try to learn, because to learn something, right, it's good. Non-stop. So Jesus transformed to the new body, new forms, and so nice, so beautiful. That's why all the disciples say, oh, Jesus, it's so good, right? It's so nice. It's good for us to be here. We don't want to depart from this mountain. Stay here always. It's also a spiritual experience. So we as Christians, we have experienced transfiguration, transform ourselves to be happy every day. How many of you, when you go to school, you consider this a bitter job, bitter, unpleasant job if you go to school? Every day, oh, come on, 7 o'clock again. go to school again, and then walk like this way. Raise your hand. If you, every day you go to school and have such kind of attitude and mindset, raise your hand. No? Or you're so happy, okay. Or you're so happy, you join, glory, glory, hallelujah. Right? Cheer up. And also straight. Raise your hand. Every day go to school, so joyful. We have this joyful, right? Do everything joyful. Go to school. Study for the Lord. Study. Because nowadays, nowadays everybody receives high education. So how to preach to high education? Of course, with God's power, right? But we have to do our best. We have to do our best. You can serve brothers and sisters. If you are a doctor, right? I can call you, hey, oh, I have a back pain. What can I do? David, you are a doctor. And you, don't worry, do this, do that, right? And if you are an accountant, then I have some problem with the file 1099 forms. Then I ask you, like, hey, what should I do? Then you tell me. So serve, you got to learn some special, right? Some skillful, and then to serve brothers and sisters. It's good. So joyful for the Lord. Hey. Soldier, Christian soldiers. Be confident. Be confident. We are the Son of God. We are children of God. We are children of God. Who can do anything to us? Nobody can hurt us. Nobody can bully us. If somebody tries to bully us, hallelujah! Be confident, because we are the children of God. One time, there is a pastor who worked in a GA office in Taiwan. because every Friday, he will go back to Taipei, and GA office is located in Taiwan, in Taichung, in the middle of Taiwan. So every weekend, Friday, he will take a bus for back to Taipei, his home. And when he, in the line, long line, everybody line up to get into the bus. And suddenly a young man just try to cut in the line. And then he said, my father is a chair of the assembly. Like a senate or some congressman, my father, and people respect him, just let him cut in, right? And cut in. Then finally, he tried to cut in before our pastor, and he said same thing. My father was a who, my father. Our pastor said, my father is in heaven, my father is God, my father in heaven. And this young guy just so shame, so shame, then go to bed. Yeah. So don't worry. And when I went to Africa for 1 month, and then after ending the mission, I will go back to the state. And in Africa airport, the security guard just tried to determine, tried to bother me, just always ask me, why you stay here for 1 month? I say 1 month because the visa say I can stay here for 90 days. What's wrong with 30 days? Then he kept asking me, why you stay for 30 days? How can I say, this is lawful, right? This is legal because visa say 90 days. I only stay here for 30 days. And he said, why? Because they just need money. The Africa. So I tried to tell him, I'm pastor, I'm TJC pastor. I come here to preach the gospel. Then he changed the attitude to me. So okay, sorry. Then he also needed me to next step, to next gate, to next security checkpoint. And also tell the other co-worker, say, oh, this is the pastor. Treat him nicely. Okay. Don't bother him. Hallelujah. We are the children of God. So be confident. Be confident. Like Peter saw Jesus transfigured. So we too, we are transformed by Jesus. But Peter denied Jesus 3 times. After they have meals, they have supper. Because Jesus set up Holy Communion. Holy Communion, they have some bread to eat and juice to drink. They just have a meal together. Then Jesus was caught by, betrayed by Judas, and also be caught by Roman soldiers, and some the other Pharisees. So Jesus was called to some area, some place. And Peter just tried to dare to see what happened to Jesus. And then one lady, the young girl, said, "Hey, oh, I saw you before. I saw you before. You are with them before, right? Same group, you and Jesus were same group, right?" Then Peter said, No. Hey, I'm different. No. And the second time, yeah, you are same group. No, you must have made a mistake. Ah, no. I'm not Peter, I'm John. I'm David. I'm not Peter. My name's not Peter. Yeah. No, he must have made a mistake. Yeah. And the third time, he denied too. He denied Jesus. No, I didn't know him. Who are you talking about? I didn't understand you. No English. Yeah, I can understand in English. Yeah. Speak Chinese. don't speak Hebrews. Three times, then a rooster crow. Then he just think about Jesus, told him, you were denied me 3 times. Hey, just have a meal together, just have a lunch together. Like you and your friend, just have a lunch together at some restaurant here, famous. TJC restaurant. Yeah. We can have a TJC restaurant, right? Because mama, they cook at lunch, the breakfast, the lunch. You know, cook for so many people, for 200 people, so this is not easy. And so delicious meal. So we can set up a TJC restaurant. And you and your friend go to TJC restaurant, have lunch. And after lunch, you two walk in the street, on the street. Then your friend started running into you. Say, "Hi, David." And because your friend walk beside you, right? You too, right? Then your friend ask, "Hey, who is this guy? Hey, who are you? I don't know you. You just have lunch together. And right now, only 10 minutes later, your friend asks you, "Hey, who is this guy? I don't know him. Hey, who are you?" So strange, right? And Peter like this. They just have a dinner together with Jesus. Everybody, 12 disciples. And he said, "I don't know him." If your friend say, "I don't know you," then how do you feel? Hey, come on. We just have a lunch together, 10 minutes ago. Then you said, "You don't know me." This is very hurt. So hurt. I pay for your lunch. You said you didn't know me. Wow. Punch. But Jesus said, "Look around, saw Peter. When Jesus meet Peter again, Jesus never rebuke Peter. This is miraculous. Okay. Then after Jesus was crucified and was buried into the tomb, and who was the first person to see, went to the tomb and to see Jesus? Mary, right? Magdalene Mary. Mary, not Jesus' mother, another Mary. He went there to see. And then he met angels. Angels said, "Oh, no. Jesus has resurrected already." Wow. Then he went back to see other disciples. The other disciples heard this news. And some of them, including Peter and John, the Jesus loved, they went to the tomb to check out Jesus' body. But Peter was old, right? And John was young. John went to there first. John, you know, ran faster than Peter. Peter, right? And John, right? And John, first one to reach the tomb, but he just respect Peter. He respect Peter. He stand there and waiting for Peter, right? He just stand there and then look at Peter. Take time, no rush. Yeah. And then Peter, then John said, okay, you go first to see the tombs. You go first. So John, the younger, respect the older one. Even his energy, right, it's good. Right? Then run faster than Peter did. But he just wait there to see Peter arrive, to wait until Peter's arrival, then together. And after Jesus was resurrected and appeared to the other disciples, and he approached disciples and asked them, "Do you have anything to eat? Do you have anything to eat?" Then Peter, they recognized Jesus, right? And Jesus asked Peter, "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me?" Hey, three times. Then Peter was so ashamed. Wow, Jesus, you know, I love you. But Jesus kept asking, "Hey, Peter, do you love me? So how about if Jesus asked you, Ivan, do you love me?" Three times. Then how do you answer? Yes. Okay, second time, do you love me? Yes. Then third time, yes. You know, one parent asked his son, because his son just come back from school. This is our TJC student. The parents asked him, "How is your school today?" "Okay, nothing happened." "How is your school today? Say clearly, right? Give me some detail." "Okay, second time, right? Third time, how is your school today?" "Shut up!" The TJC student, TJC, this is made by TJC. And he said, "Shut up." He talked to his parents, "Shut up." Is it the right attitude? Of course not. So if you ask three times, then your attitude may change, right? Three times. Now, TJC student, they shut up. Because I grew impatient. The first time, okay, I responded nicely. But second time, third time, totally lost patience. Yeah. Shut up. It's not right. So after three times, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" Then he feels ashamed. So, Jesus, come on, you know I love you, you know. And Peter, curious about other disciples' faith, because one of them, Jesus loved especially. You know, one student always leaned against Jesus' chest. This is so strange. Huh? The boy leaned against my chest. No. But one of them always, right? So show endearment. And Peter curious about these people because Jesus so loved these disciples, right? So Peter asked Jesus, "How about his future?" Then Jesus said, "Don't worry about him. Then you follow me. Worry about yourself. You follow me." And Jesus talked to Peter. "When you are young, you can go to anywhere. You can go to anywhere. But when you get older, hey, your life will be changed. Your life will change. What change? You will be bound. You will lose your liberty. You will lose your freedom. You cannot go to anywhere. Maybe you will die for me." Hey, scare again, huh? Did it scare you? If Jesus said this message to you, when you get old, you will lose your freedom. You will be bound. You will be put in jail. You will die for me. And also, maybe you are crucified. Scared. Then you will say, "Jesus, stop here. Don't talk anymore. Huh? Stop. Don't talk. So Jesus, this is Jesus, Peter's life before Pentecost. So we just make a conclude his life before Pentecost. We can see he depends on his will, his feeling, his experience. Right? When he jumped into the water, because he considered he was a fisherman, he can handle the situation. And when Jesus told him, "I will be betrayed by someone and be sentenced by Gentiles," and Peter said, No, let this not happen to you." They try to stop Jesus' mission because Jesus have to be crucified, have to be betrayed by someone, had to be sentenced by someone. But Peter tried to stop. So this is out of his personal will, personal feelings, personal feelings. He just considered the flesh. He didn't consider from a spiritual perspective. And he said, "I will never fail," because Jesus said, "If I strike the shepherd, then the sheep will be scattered," right? Which means it will be fail. But Peter said, No. Even everybody fall down, I never fail. So this again, out of his will, personal will. So before Pentecost, before the Spirit coming down to everybody, he just tried to depend on his personal will. You may have your own will. Everybody has their own will because we are flesh. Yeah. And flesh, we have our own mind. You have your head. I have my head. Then this head is so complicated. Your head is so complicated. Yeah. You cannot see my head. I cannot see your head. If open the school or the open inside, it looks simple, right? It has only nerve inside, some blood inside, right? Something stuff inside. But actually, inside is so complicated. Yeah. Even the same, right? But different view, different thinking, totally different. And we have our own will. We call free will. And we have to use our free will because this is created by God. We have our own feeling. You have your own feeling. You feel happy, you feel sad. You have your own experience, you have your own feeling. But how to judge, how to tell my body this moment should be sad, this moment should be feel, should be happy. It's based on your own idea, your own feeling, your own will, all based on the spirit. Yeah. So data will continue. Do you have any questions so far about Peter's life before Pentecost? Okay, let's turn to Matthew. Verse 22. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, that it shall not happen to you." Then 23. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Hey, this is so wonderful, right? So amazing. Because Jesus not say, "Get behind me, Peter." He said, "Get behind me, Satan." If I said, David, "Get behind me, Satan." You talk to me, right? I'm David, huh? You should say, "Get behind me, David. Get out of here." But Jesus said, "Satan," because the two enemy, the two person who try to hinder Jesus' mission, not Peter, it is Satan. So sometimes we have to recognize our true enemy. Who is our enemy? Not your friend. You know, sometimes you don't like your friend, you don't like your classmate, because always laugh at you, mock at you, say something bad to you, so you don't like him. Then sometimes in my, "Get over here, Joseph." Yeah. But when you say that, you don't have to say Joseph, you say, "Get over here, Satan." Because Satan was in his heart. So who is enemy? True enemy? Satan. So we have to pray for him because he is controlled by Satan. That's why he shows unkindness. Okay, then turn to 26. Verse 33. Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Everybody fail, I never fail. I'm so strong." He considered he was so strong. But actually not. Yeah. So The Bible tells us, don't consider yourself be so strong. Take heed. Be careful. Take heed. Bible says, take heed. Okay, watch out. Okay, then next class will continue after Pentecost. Let's pray in silence.